to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Oh man. It's just another one of those days, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 65 of Freaks, Neffing Geeks here on Rant EM Radio. My name is Rage. Of course, I'm going to be flying solo for the unforeseeable future while the host of the show, Lee, is on a sabbatical. And, yeah, we're here. I'm rocking. Also with me is the founder and the Don of Rant EM Radio, that being Double A.
What's up?
Nothing. Same old shit. How do I sound?
A little loud, but it's okay.
A little loud,
but it's nothing horrendous.
Oh. Yeah, I finally got this mic.
Maybe you're too close to the mic.
I probably am a little too close. I don't know. When it came down to getting this mic, I was a little like, I was worried, am I going to be a little too loud? Am I going to be a little too soft-spoken? But I finally got it, spent $140 on it, and I kind of like it. It's a little complicated, but it's not bad.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah. Want to say hello to everybody that's in the chat right now. I'm in there. I see TWCIS999, Kid Human, Hacksaw Lou Reed, Iron, Tommy D, AC, Greg Corona Jones. Lex is in there. That's shocking. Lex is in there. Double A, AC, Phil, F, and Raya. Matt E. Legend, and 5 anonymous users. I really wish there was a way we could find out who they are. Because that kind of, you know, that kind of eats at me every time I get on there. Because I always wonder who they are. I have theories, but I ain't going to get into that. Hello to everybody there. wait a second. So, first thing I kind of wanted to talk about tonight, because this kind of this kind of captivated my week. Bill Cosby ordered to stand trial in a sex assault case. Bill was ordered Tuesday to stand trial in a sex assault case after a hearing that hinged on a decade-old police report in which a woman said the comedian gave her 3 blue pills that put her in a stupor and unable to stop his advances. If you guys have been listening to the show, you've known that I was on the side of thinking that Bill Cosby didn't rape anybody, and that his accusers are mostly after his money. But it seems like now these stories of him buying pills, buying drugs, and drugging these women are coming in at such a rapid pace. And I feel like Bill Cosby, as innocent as he looks, because he looks very innocent. Wait a minute. I got getting a call here from Greg Jones. Greg, Call into double A's Skype. It's double A the rent, all one word on Skype, or call 954-897-268. But yeah, call into if any of you guys want to call in tonight, that's how you do it. Double A the rent, all one word on Skype, or call 954-897-268. But I think Bill Cosby raped a few women. As innocent as he looks in that Hello Friend sweater that he's always wearing to his gigs, he probably raped a few people. And Bill Cosby at 78 is looking at 10 years in jail. And you know, it's very disappointing, to say the least. It's very disappointing. As we're joined by Greg Corona Jones.
What's up?
How you doing, Greg?
Doing good. You wanted me to call in tonight, as you said in the chat, so I was like, why not?
Yeah, because you sounded like cool people, so I kind of wanted to get you on the show and introduce you to some of, you know, all of our other folk. Real quick, before I jump back into the old Bill Cosby shit, tell us about yourself, Greg.
Where do I start?
Where would you like to start?
Well, I was born in a hospital, and oh, anywho, God.
Like most.
Funny thing, my boyfriend was actually born in his house.
Uh-huh.
I think they're called house births or something.
That's the thing with you youngins. Your parents,
with us millennials?
Yes, the parents have turned a little hippie, and they don't want nothing around them, so they decide, you know what, I'm going to squat in my bedroom and just do it here, save me $20,000, and all is well. Usually it works, so yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's the best way to go.
It's a hell of a mess to clean up.
Oh yeah, especially she had twins. He has a twin sister.
Ah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I can't even. But yeah, don't people like put out like people have like those kiddie swimming pools now, and that's how they do it. They'll have birth in like a kiddie swimming pool full of water.
Yeah, in school. When I was in school, they showed us that, and I want to say it was like science. It was like an underwater birth.
Uh-huh.
And like, what happens is the baby's born underwater,
yeah,
and it's breathing through the umbilical cord still, so it doesn't drown. But once like they pull it out of the water and air hits it, that's when they start breathing oxygen,
yeah,
through their nose and mouth.
I remember a few years ago that they had this that there was a YouTube video of them like showing like a child being born, like it wasn't pixelated or anything like that, and like watching that like really like changed my life. It wasn't like a bad thing, like I'm not gonna, like of course I was a little grossed out by it, but it's like, you know, it's just weird how the whole process of it is just happening. Like I'm like, you see this head like just being pushed out, and like the snatch and the woman's like vag and ass are being torn open as this head is coming out, and oh, it's just so gross. But
is an image that I will never get out of my mind. It's an ass being torn open from childbirth.
Yeah, the snatch and the ass are being torn
and
open.
She's
to make
not
this,
giving birth out the ass, dude.
To make the, no, but it's like, no.
That's what we call a really big bowel movement.
Yeah.
This is the
scariest thing. Honestly, with all the freaky shit I watch, it doesn't faze me.
The freaky shit you watch? What do you watch?
You don't want to know.
We're adults here. What do you watch?
He watches Faces of Death on a constant loop.
Oh shit, dude! Do you watch that? I remember I had bought it like a DVD from like the bootleg guy on a on Downtown Newark, and he had a Faces of Death DVD, and I bought it and I watched it.
I've never heard of it actually.
It's just like it's just weird shit dying. Like I remember, I remember
like 8 of them or something like that.
Yeah, like they had this. I remember there was this like group of rich people, right? And in the middle of the table was this monkey, and the monkey's head was like, you know, like strapped into something, so he couldn't like get out of it. Only his head was sticking through the hole in the table, right? So next thing you know, these rich people have like these little like have little hammers, right? And they start bashing in this monkey's head, right? Until Jeez. It dies, and then they cut open its head and they eat the brains of this monkey. Like, they don't cook it or anything. They just eat it raw. And it was, yep. it was the weirdest shit I've ever seen.
Dude, it's like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom when they just, like, the guy's like, they crack it open. It's like, monkey brains.
Oh,
and then God. They cut the snake open and all the babies run out and they're just picking them up off the table, eating them. Fuck yeah. that shit.
But yeah, like, childbirth, like, it, you know, like, I kind of, like, after seeing that, like, this was years ago. Like, I had such a more respect for the female demographic, because it's like, but still, like, and then they have, but I want to know, like, how is this, how, like, you know how the, like, the big families that have, like, you know, like, 12, 13, 14 kids, I want to know how, like, one person can continuously go through that sort of pain over and over and over again.
Well, because after a while, they just fall out, you know, you got to put duct tape to keep the six and up in.
I have to ask my grandma that because she's actually the daughter of 18.
She's the daughter, but she didn't have 18.
I know, but like maybe she asked her mom one day or something.
Like these Mormons, I want to know how these like Mormons can do some shit like that, just continuously have kids.
Thigh-master.
Well, we started a Mormon conversation during the rant in the chat room.
Did they really?
Yeah, almost. Like.
Because somebody mentioned Utah. Oh, Serpent wants to go to the Comic-Con in Utah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, in Utah, I know of our Mormons.
Yeah, but those... With
that
those,
and Salt Lake, that's all they got to their claim.
With those, like, with those pedophiles and monogamists and...
Polygamists. Monogamists.
Yeah, polygamists. Yeah.
You got it backwards. Yeah. We're the monogamists. We're the bad guys in their eyes. You know, we only want one person.
See,
you know, we're not greedy fucks.
Polygamist seems like just such a it seems like such a like a sleazy way just to get like more pussy.
You know what polygamy is? Growing up in your 20s. That's what it is. They just don't want to leave it.
I can't share. God. Why would I don't know if I could deal with having that many husbands.
Oh my God, Greg! So I'm just gonna go out on a limb, and I'm gonna assume that you play for the other team.
What gave it away?
Yeah, what gave it away, Rage? Please tell me.
The fact that his boyfriend was born in his house.
I didn't want to make it. Look, I didn't want to segue into it, but he just fucking went right into it. He just threw the segue right away.
I am not a closed closet. I am an open closet. I am just...
See, that's the thing. I always
scare my friend Donald with my sexcapades with my boyfriend.
See, that's why I fucking like him so much. This is why I like him. And I barely know him, but it's like
He doesn't
hide his shit. He doesn't.
We're gonna change his name to No Filter Greg.
Oh yeah, especially on the post show when I spit that one comment to Will, I actually felt bad. I was like, oh shit, I hope AA doesn't get pissed.
We can cuddle.
I think the first
not
night
like...
when you came in on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, you just came right out and said it.
Yeah,
right in the chat. No, why hide? You know, you are who you are.
Exactly.
Be proud of it.
So it's funny. See, I just totally went into a different tangent, but fuck it. So Greg's openly homosexual, and I kind of wanted to get your opinion on something that me and Lee have talked about on the show.
Oh,
so in Washington D.C., right? Yeah. There is this like. There is this gang of of gay guys, right? And they like they openly beat the shit out of like homophobes.
Okay.
I forget what the name is, but I wish I had that video. But they literally go around and they like as a group they jump the shit out of them. Like you know how gangs are.
A hate
group. They beat the shit out of them.
Right.
Yeah, they're a hate group.
You call them a hate group?
Yeah, that is a hate group, actually.
A hate group.
Honestly, if a homophobe said something stupid in front of me to my face, I might get a bit agitated, to say the least, and a fist might fly or a head might go into a nose.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the head downstairs. I'm talking my head, my forehead crashing into someone's nose. Oh, there will be no nasal fucking.
The thing is that and I think I understand what Greg is trying, or at least attempted to say, was I think the gay guys that are of today are not the same gay guys that are 20 years ago that...
No.
Because a gay guy today will beat the hell out of you.
Yeah.
On one hand, I love that. On the other hand, it's like, okay, come on, don't take things too seriously, man.
Yeah.
You're giving us a bad name.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of, like... I think there are a lot of, like, gay guys that give the gay guys as a whole a bad name. Like, I'll give you a good example. EJ Johnson. Magic Johnson's son.
No, that's not a gay guy.
So what is he?
He's a fairy. Big difference.
You mean a furry or an actual fairy?
An actual fairy. He can actually fly.
Because on top of being like really like,
because I've said this over the years and this and that. There is gay and then there's gay. Okay, there's a big difference. Okay, yeah. and I think people don't understand that when you go around and you call somebody gay, it's not necessarily mean that you're calling them a homosexual. No, you're calling them gay because they're acting like a moron.
Right.
EJ Johnson is gay. All right.
Well, what's weird is he. It's his dad's the one with the HIV.
No. Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
He doesn't have HIV. I've gone for years saying that Magic Johnson doesn't have AIDS. Look at him.
25 years since he said he got it.
Yeah, he ain't got AIDS.
Well, you can live your full life as long as you keep yourself medicated.
Yeah, true, but you know. I don't know. It's just hard to believe that, you know, him at his age, you know, in his physical condition, that he can be like that he has it. It's so hard for me to believe it.
You like, honestly, it's not as back in the day where you could, like Freddie Mercury, when he got like, he would get sick all the time. You could seriously just get, if you could catch it early enough to where it doesn't destroy your immune system, you could get medicated and you'll be able to honestly just be able to go through life just as long as you're medicated.
Yeah. My father's cousin, or I guess it'd be my cousin in some whatever degree, he's been diagnosed with AIDS since about the same time as Magic Johnson, you know, maybe a couple years after that, like 94, 95. And he's still alive. I mean, he gets sick, but the medicine is what's keeping him going.
Yeah, you know, didn't Freddie Mercury contract AIDS in the 70s? And he lived till like mid-90s? I mean, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So even back then, your
that
body
is a
could...
wall.
Yeah, if your body is strong enough, it could fight it. But especially, but now with medicine, you can literally just live your life and just, all you gotta do is just be careful, especially when like you get cuts and such.
Yeah.
And to make but sure you just like wash your hands after cuts and stuff or...
I got to comment on something, and I love Matt, but I got to say that we're not hating on it, on just hating for the sake of hating. But I think in the case of E.J. Johnson, listen, I don't know about you, but if I'm walking around and I see a 6'8" black man walking around in high heels and a purse, I'm gonna say something mentally, and then the first person I see that I know, I'm gonna comment. Am I gonna blare out something?
I just posted Google images of him.
But he's not your average looking fella.
Holy shit! Lee said he reminded
him. He reminds me of the character from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
No, at least say he looks like the kid from fucking the Cleveland Show. Cleveland son, his fat son. Yeah.
I will admit, though, he does look. I'll give him that.
He even sounds like him. Oh my god!
Does look like Cleveland Jr.
Yeah.
Actually, damn, he looks good in fishnet.
Oh really, man? If I saw Prince in fishnet, he'd look better than this guy.
Yeah, Prince is a good looking dude.
See, if I was gay, I'd fuck Prince.
I think if you're straight, you'd fuck Prince. That's how good Prince was.
He's got a point. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, if I was straight, I'd fucking bang Prince.
Hey, he makes you pancakes in the morning.
Yeah, he does make pancakes. See, would you do now? You know what? What about Michael Jackson? Would you do Michael Jackson?
No.
Really? See, they're on the same level though. Prince and Michael.
No.
If it was Michael from,
you see, the thing is,
late '80s, early '90s, he did look cute, but then as years go on, his face started looking more and more plastic.
Yeah. The thing is, Greg just turned 18, so he's out of Michael Jackson's age group.
Damn, I forgot Greg was
actually, no, I wasn't, but that's a whole different story.
see, all this time I'm thinking, like, you know, see, like, I already knew you're 18, but from the way you sound like you're, this is going to sound really fucked up, you sound like 23, 24-ish.
I get so many people tell me that. Even I look it, because I have a beard.
Like, but one of those, is it a Grizzly Adams kind of beard?
I did until, my boyfriend made me shave it.
Why the hell would you shave that? Come on.
Because I wanted some ass.
Oh my fucking god.
The things people do for love, Rage. That's all that needs to be said.
I'm not going to shave my beard. I mean, that's my coat of arms. Oh, I would not.
You would shave it.
No. Though when I shaved, he did say you look a lot better. So that made me feel all fuzzy inside. So. I stopped feeling like I miss my beard.
I'm going to grow a Robert Baratheon beard.
Just don't be like the guy who had the world's longest beard and died by tripping over it.
Fucking hell.
Is a fun fact. I love giving some fun facts.
Now, Greg, what's your opinion on Bill Cosby? Do you feel like he raped him? Do you feel like he raped those girls?
You know, when you have so many coming out saying he did, I don't know. It doesn't look good. Unless they're just, like, jumping on the bandwagon and just saying things. Like, when you think of, like, Vince with the steroid trial, now all of a sudden everybody's jumping on him saying all this. Even recently with all the with the concussion things, where you had, like, Billy Jack Haynes, Matt Bourne, and Vito. Frickin' Vito.
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 Stone Crush from ECW.
Oh, yeah, him. Oh, the dude wearing the dress. Oh, him?
Yeah, that Vito.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Go on.
Yeah. But anyway, so honestly, I don't really have much of an opinion, but as I do, I can't help but just laugh so hard at some of the Bill Cosby memes and such.
See, when I was younger, I really thought, like, Bill Cosby was, like, this very, like, wholesome sort of family dude. You know, someone that, you know, would be, like, you would go over his house on Thanksgiving, and they would tell such awesome, like, old stories, and you would kind of listen, but not really listen. He would make awesome food and shit. But I didn't think he had this many, like, I didn't think he had this many, like skeletons in the closet. Like,
it's just really, like, it's just really shocking. You really don't know who you're living with next door.
Oh, no, no, you don't.
All those, like, I just hope he used a condom. That's all I have to say about that.
But, you know, the thing is, he's Bill Cosby. He could have probably got that ass without fucking medicating him.
Yeah, but he there's got to be a reason why he felt like he had to drug him. I mean,
probably got off.
Someone too asked that question though. Too is my ex was actually dating Donald, but that's a whole different can of
Donald.
Can of
Donald.
Yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, my friend Donald, not Donald.
Oh shit! Okay, sorry.
I know he's talking like we know these guys. Like we hung out with him last night and had some drinks.
I do that all the time. Like, I'll go, yeah, mom did this or something. Like you guys know my mom or, like, you guys are my brothers or something. But anyway, my friend Donald – no, my friend Danny, she is a huge Cosby fan. So I'm actually surprised I never asked her her thoughts about that.
Mm-hmm.
She probably thinks she didn't do it. Either that or – she does. She thinks he might have, but honestly, it doesn't affect her wanting to watch Cosby Show.
Yeah. Or something.
Like, it might affect other people.
Now, see, you know, like, what's odd about this whole thing is that the moment these allegations about Bill came out, they canceled Cosby Show off of every channel like that. But you hear somebody like Charlie Sheen, who has AIDS, who has slept with women while he's at AIDS, and I see 2.5 Men on TV.
Completely different.
How so?
You're talking about...
He didn't rape anybody.
He didn't rape anybody.
He didn't commit a crime.
But isn't that kind of a crime? Like, no. Having...
Well, If he knew
willingly slept with them knowingly, then yes, that's a crime. That's murder.
Yeah.
That's attempted murder. Or some kind of fashion, manslaughter, some shit like that. But if he didn't know, he doesn't know. You know, that would be like, you know, I don't know. If you sneeze and you don't just have allergies, but you got a cold and you infected everybody.
Yeah.
You didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
If you have a cold and you go sneeze on someone purposely, that's a different story.
See, I don't know. Like, something about this, like, tells me that it should have been a crime.
It's not, though.
But, I mean, I don't know. What do I know?
You can sleep around with whoever, however many people you want. And you can be as public about it as you want. If you rape somebody, you rape somebody. Do you think Bill was going to go out in public and say, well, I just raped this person this week. Next week I'm going to rape that person. Then 2 weeks later I raped that person. Of course not. He raped all these women. It was a crime. He had to do it in secrecy. If it ever came out, he was going to get in trouble.
Yep.
And look what happened. It came out, and he got in trouble.
I love how the chat is talking about pube shaving.
Oh, my God.
Look at the chat! I'm not...
Yeah, they are. They are talking about pubes. What a bunch of bored people to be talking about pubes.
Here we are having serious conversations, and they're still on the shaving topic.
Listen, it all ties in. It all ties in.
Somebody asking if Bill Cosby manscaped?
It was the 70s, Scott. No.
Was that?
It was the 70s, Scott. No.
No, nobody's manscaped back then.
See how do you prefer your pubes? Do you like the airplane runway, or do you like the Amazon rainforest?
No,
are you talking about like happy trails, like from the belly button to the to that area?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
I know my boyfriend had one for a while, but he called it a nightmare trail. And as for me,
where the hell did he get that from, the nightmare trail?
Probably some freaking the Nightmare Before Christmas.
There's a reason why we're perfect together. I can't stand body hair except my beard. Like that. And the hair on my head. Anything else I can't stand. I can't stand leg hair. I can't stand arm hair. Chest hair. Belly hair. Any hair. Ass hair. It all has to go.
He was listening to last week's episode. He was. So you don't like the the Austin Powers sort of like bushy chest hair? No.
No.
That's no go.
No.
That sucks. Here I thought I had a chance. Anyway. I'm joking.
Okay.
See, I like to make this awkward.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, though.
Oh, my God. You should have Greg call the hotline.
What hotline?
Oh, he will.
What hotline?
Yeah, it's a tradition on this show that whenever we have guests, they have to prank call.
Ooh.
And you do get to choose who you would like to prank call. But pretty much all of us have done the gay chat line. All of us.
I haven't, but I did the Parliament House, so that's along the same line.
Oh, yeah, you did the Parliament House.
Yeah, I mean, you did the Parliament House. I got hung up on.
Yeah, I hit on a dude and got a number and a few dick pics.
Wow.
Yeah, like, just openly, doesn't even know me, just totally sent me dick pics.
Damn.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's how you
can
pick up the dudes.
Yeah, I know, right? That tells me I can pick up a dude, but I'm too shy and I'm too shy to approach a woman. That tells a lot about me, man. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, what Scott sent me.
I sent you a link to the one to the where we did the Parliament House, the episode. Oh.
Yeah.
It's got some of the best prank calls on it. I called the Domino's. Tony C called IHOP, and who is it? Lee? Was it Lee? No, Matt Squires called the fucking
Motel 6.
Yeah,
I am downloading
this. This episode actually spurred the prank call podcast
Call shit. That's going to be, when is it going to be? Double A,
right before SummerSlam.
Oh, I'll be kicking ass in that shit.
Yeah, I'm coming equipped. I already know who I'm calling.
So the basketball game I watched just ended. Oklahoma City beat Golden State, and now they're up 3-1.
They didn't beat them; they crushed them again.
See, I made a bet with somebody at work. I bet them $20, and that's not looking good.
Well, you know, but you can never count Golden State out.
I'm starting to count them out.
I mean, they beat them by 30. Now they beat them by 24.
So, here are some things. You can consider this like a quick hit sort of thing where I'm just going to, like, throw out some shit that I've researched before the show. China holds its first ever wank-a-thon.
What? As in masturbation?
As in masturbation. As in choking.
I thought you said wink-a-thon. Like, how do people with slanted eyes wink?
Wank-a-thon. Masturbation contest in China held to celebrate safe sex on World AIDS Day. There is video to this. I'm gonna link it to you. Hold on a second.
I'm good on that video.
Yeah.
You know you want to watch.
No, I really don't, you know.
But yeah.
Beef stroganoff.
The website dubbed December 1st contest wake-a-thon, though it should not be confused with San Francisco. There's a contest in San Francisco called the Masturbate-a-thon. Is that real?
Probably.
I wouldn't shock.
Wait a second.
Dude, it doesn't.
Crazy things.
There's. Oh!
They got conventions dedicated to facial hair, so...
Yeah, I mean, and people dressing up like furry animals.
Well, that's... facial hair is... Well, I mean, come on. Like, facial hair... People are obsessed with facial hair nowadays, so...
No, people have been obsessed with facial hair forever.
I like to see, just more see an actual nowadays. Beard where it's like a Ferris wheel or something.
Well, you never seen my beard, Greg?
No, I've never seen your beard. I don't even know what you look like, honestly. I'm just imagining. I know what Phil looks like, but I just imagine what you look like.
He looks like Bray Wyatt's cousin.
Yeah, I dressed up on Halloween one time as Bray Wyatt at work.
That is nailed completely it. Different to what I was thinking you of.
Absolutely nailed it.
I love when I imagine these podcast hosts, and then I see their actual image, and they're nothing what I thought they looked like.
I know, I used to do that when I first got here.
Yeah, it's...
See, I used to think AA was this skinny sort of bodybuilder, you know, with like a goatee and shit. Oh boy, was I off.
I imagine him like, so far I've imagined him where, when I found out he does competitive eating, that whole Mega Slam stuff, I remember.
No, I didn't do that, that was Rage that did that.
Oh, Rage. Shit.
I was the black guy.
It was my idea, but that was him.
Yeah, and the other guy was Dave Powers, the one whose place I took on Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
No, really? Really? Yeah. Like, you're just going to rub that in, man.
He just rubs that shit in.
Throw salt on the wound.
God.
But I didn't take his place, per se.
You took it. You were given his spot. Not a liver spot. Not his dog spot. His spot.
He politicked for it.
I'm not going to get into that again.
He raised campaign funds, and he won the spot.
Oh, okay. So you could just copy that link in the chat room and paste it.
what did you say?
You missed my beard.
Oh, wait a minute. So I want to see this. Hold on a moment.
What do I do? Like, put it in Google?
The link just copy and paste it into a
browser.
Yeah.
I got nada.
Yeah, it's my same thing.
Alright.
Oh, well.
I don't think you copied the whole link, Scott.
Yeah, I tried to just drag it over.
It's, anyway. So, here's what else did I find up here. Hold on a second. I got to go back to it. Where is it? Okay. Octomom is in porn. I didn't know that either. See, that's another thing. Octomom. So Octomom is a porn star, and I didn't even know that. So she has, eight kids, and then all of a sudden, after, you know, having her snatch and ass ripped open, then she gets into the porn business and has, you know, shit shoved right back in. So how does one take that? How does one handle such pain like that on a consistent basis?
Octomom is her name?
Well, yeah, that's the nickname the media gave her. I don't know her actual name.
Yeah, she had... The reason I call it that is because she was one of these women that took all these fertility drugs and ended up having 8 babies at once.
Oh, shoot. So, also, that's how she had him.
Yeah.
Her name's Nadia Suleman. She's 40 years old.
I remember the shape of her lips, though. You can tell obvious Botox.
And I just tagged you guys.
Yeah, she's not the prettiest.
Then I put the picture there.
Speaking of Botox, funny story at work. So, I and a few other people... Like, you know what mulch is? So we were lifting, like, bags of mulch, and we were putting them in people's car, right? And next thing you know, like, we all stopped what we were doing. Like, there were 6 of us out there, and we all stopped what we were doing because we look across the parking lot, and we see this woman who had, like, the most obvious, fakest body you have, like, ever seen. You're talking about, like, obvious, perfectly round plastic boobs and a obviously fake, perfectly round ass-injected ass. And her waist was like tucked in really, really tight. Like she had that, like it was a perfect hourglass sort of like body, like perfect hourglass. And it just makes me, and that right there was the moment when I stopped, when at that moment I completely said, that is when I do not like fake asses or boobs anymore, because just something like that, people, women do not have to go through that sort of, like, they don't have to do anything like that. Like, am I wrong for saying that?
No.
No.
But you know, it's like Enzo. It's like Enzo said a few weeks ago. We're like eight cups. You might not like us, but we're real.
Yeah. You know? There you go.
What?
He said we're like eight cups, like small tits.
You might not like us,
but we're real.
He really said that. So yeah. WWE really allowed that shit on the air.
Well, he said it. He said we're like eight cups. You might not like us, but we're real. He didn't say tits and all that. But
so getting back to prank,
Dad.
Oh, getting back to prank calls. Have you ever heard of Jerky Boys, Frank Rizzo, Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, right. I said, "Well, bring my shoes to Saul Rosenberg."
I haven't even heard of it. No,
are
honestly,
you Egyptian magician.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video my friend Dal showed me where like he prank calls Disney World or something.
What?
Hang on, I'll send it to you. Let me see if I can find it.
Fellas, so, if I send this to you, can you play this?
What'd you say?
I was asking Double, if I send this to you, can you play this?
Alright.
Oh, please, you have to.
Alright, guys, I'm gonna go. It's time for me to go to bed. Time, you know, work.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is your bedtime. I forgot about that. Yeah,
but I'll definitely be listening on the download. Been fun talking to Rage. You sound really good, man. I like your new mic. It sounds good.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And you guys have a good evening. Double A, Greg, Rage, take it easy.
Later. All right. Later, man.
Later.
That was Scott, the co-host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, which you will hear this Friday at 9 o'clock. Yeah, there it is. I want to hear it. See, I hear a lot of... I've been listening to a lot of... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Complaint there about that mouse, that Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Yeah. I was at the park the other day with my kids, you know, and this next thing I catch this mouse, he's making eyes at my kids and turned my back for 2 seconds. Next thing I know, he's in the fountain with my kids with some little coconut oil, rubbing it all over my kids and whatnot.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, well, I can't have that. You got to straighten that out.
What is your name?
My name. I got kids that are hurting because of this now, mentally.
Ed, what are you talking about? Mickey Mouse character yesterday.
That silly ass running around in the Mickey Mouse suit. The guy inside the suit must be a fruitcake or a nut job. He's running around the park there trying to grab at the little kids. He's making all kinds of silly faces. You know, staring at the kids. He's running around with a little flapjack in his hand trying to hit the kids with it. I don't know. There's something silly going on with that guy.
What are you talking about as far as coconut oil?
Well, he had the kids in the fountain with the oil. He's trying to rub the oil all over my kids. He's got this, like, little, he called it sensual oil. He's got the kids in a fountain. This is ridiculous.
You need to let me know specifically where this happened and to
whom. Well, this happened in the park, and I tell you, this guy's running around like a fruitcake. Now, I got to get in touch with somebody that's going to, I'm going to straighten this guy out. I'm going to pull him out of that suit and choke him, and I'm going to make him swallow that freaking Mickey Mouse head.
Can you let me know specifically?
All right, this is pissing me off. I'm going to have to talk to somebody that's going to really be able to straighten this out for me.
You have to give me specifics so we can get to the bottom of the problem.
I just did.
No, where specifically in the park did this happen?
Right by the fountain there.
Which fountain?
Oh, geez, I don't know. The one right next to that big thing looks like a golf ball. He's running around with his friend Goofy there, to all those guys in the big helmets. You know, they all look like football players. They got all these helmets on, and they got the suits. They must be crazy, lunatics.
When did you come to the park?
Oh, geez, that was about 3 weeks ago. And now the kids are traumatic. They're always waking up screaming Mickey and Minnie and all these other friggin' things out. They got the whole friggin' neighborhood going nuts here. That they're traumatized with the mouse was scaring them and he was trying to sniffle and then sniff them and he was nibbling on them and all this other nonsense.
You're saying that the Mickey Mouse, when you visited that day, was chasing the children?
He was chasing them around with some kind of little spatula or something. He was trying to smack them and he was... There was another guy there told me, you got to watch out for that mouse. He's a real nibbler. And I don't know what he meant by that. And then everyone in the park was calling him Nibbles. And I can't have this. I mean, my kids are freaking out because of this shit.
Mickey Mouse chasing children with a spatula. And who was calling him Nibbles?
I don't know. People in the park were telling me you got to watch out for that guy. They call him Nibbles. He's a little wacky. Next thing you know, he's off to the side of the park there behind a tree with some other friggin' character, Goofy, and they're all playing behind a tree with the coconut oil. This is, like, really out of hand.
He was behind a tree with Goofy with coconut oil.
I don't know what the hell to tell you, but, I mean, I think they should straighten this thing out.
Now, whose coconut oil did he have? From a guest, do you know? And did you observe all this personally?
I have no idea, honey. All I know is I seen him knock over a carriage, and all this stuff fell out of the carriage, and he's running around with a bottle of coconut oil, and he's trying to squirt it all over his little friend Goofy, and he's running through the friggin' fountain with his pants off.
He's running through a fountain with his pants off.
Yeah, the Goofy character.
Goofy is running through the fountain with his pants off.
Right, and the other guy's trying to squirt him with the coconut oil all over the ass and stuff, and this guy, you know, my kids see this shit. This is really, you know, freaking him out. Yeah, of course I did. Everybody was traumatized by it. The whole crowd there. That's why everybody was screaming, Nibblers, Nibblers.
What were they screaming? I can't understand you.
Nibblers. They were calling them Nibblers.
Okay.
And then next thing you know, like I said, they had Snow White. She's running around crying and screaming that the two dolls were trying to beat her up.
So Snow White was running around crying.
Right. And all the, you know, the little idiots, they got in those little dwarf costumes.
Uh-huh. And why was she running around crying?
Who knows? They could have had a couple of drinks. They could have got off the wall, for Christ's sake. Who knows what's going on?
Mickey and Goofy were running around.
Right. They were running around. They must have been drunk. They had, like, these little funny things in their hand, the coconut oil. The other Goofy guy's running around with no pants on in the fountain. The Snow White's crying, and all those little dwarfs are running around with her half crocked. They must have been a party or something. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. You need to let me know what day you saw this in the park. It's very important that we...
All right, let me talk to the kids. I'll get the dates and whatnot, and I just want to straighten out with the kids first. I want to know exactly what day it was. I'll get the tickets, and I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God.
I had to keep muting my mic. I was laughing so hard.
That is ridiculous. Coconut oil. Oh, they're running around with coconut oil and they're squirting it all over. My kids are freaking out. Oh my God, it's classic. It's fucking awesome.
He kept adding on more and more shit to it. The lady's
fucking
like,
fool for staying on that long.
She's just
Jesus
to this in
awe. Christ. Oh my God. See? Okay. Double A, The Mickey Mouse calls that you would play every now and then, are those like, those were prank calls too, the Neil Rogers ones?
What was that?
The Mickey Mouse calls that you play every now and then, are those Neil Rogers ones?
Yes.
Like, are those prank calls?
Those are prank calls, yes.
Oh, I was listening to them every now and then. But, yeah, see that shit... That was fucking good. But yeah, Mickey Mouse might be a Mickey Mouse might be a rapist, though. Because of how he rapes everybody in their pockets when they get in there. And Disney World. See, when I was younger, I used to want to go to Disney World. And then, I just wanted to see how much it is. And, like, I did a Google search on it just to see how much it would be just to get into the park. And it just seems like... It just seems like I would have to open a second mortgage just to fucking go to Disney World. I just want to know, huh?
So did you actually go?
I don't want to go to Disney World anymore. I'm better off going to my park carnival.
I was about to say, did you ride on Space Mountain?
No.
Eisner?
Mr. Mouse?
What the hell are you doing to me?
What do you mean, sir?
Why am I reading in the paper you're going to put a Disney theme park in Brooklyn?
Well, sir, we're just scouting locations.
Jesus, I'm scouting CEOs. You are killing me.
But sir, look what we've done with New York City, Times Square, 42nd Street.
Hang on. Remus! Remus! Turn off the vacuum cleaner, Remus! Get that bluebird out of here!
Eisner.
But, sir, look what we've done with Midtown Manhattan. 42nd Street is incredible.
Oh, you know what? Publicly, I supported that, but you took all the porn away. You're killing me. I'm going through Gaviscon like Pez.
We're just scouting areas. Calm down.
Listen to me, Butt Munch. Don't tell me to calm down. We got lucky with Lilo and Stitch, $128 million. Now, you're trying to ruin the whole network. What kind of programming are you running? Hang on a minute. Remus!
Yeah,
you've got bluebird crap all over your shoulder! Clean yourself up, for heaven's sake! And turn off the vacuum cleaner! Good God!
Sir, the network is fine.
Why couldn't you come up with American Idol? Good God, you're still running James Bond movies. They're 60 years old. Why don't you just put Steamboat Willie on and be done with it? At least then I'd make a couple of damn dollars.
Well, the movie division's fine. You mentioned Lilo and Stitch, and now we have the new M. Night Shyamalan movie coming out later this summer.
Oh, I know. Signs. What the hell does that mean? Stop sign, yield sign? You gotta start swinging some of these titles past me!
Please.
Remus! Remus!
Can't hear you, boss!
I know you can't hear me, Remus! You're still running the vacuum cleaner!
Yes, I'm not, boss. I'm running the vacuum
cleaner! Get out of here, Remus, and take that bluebird with you!
All right.
Hi, sir.
Yes, sir?
I'd be very careful the next time I started my car if I were you.
What do you mean, sir?
I'm about done with you.
What?
About done.
What, sir?
I'll put Hannah Storm in your job.
But, sir, I'm
sorry. You're terrible.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I'll put Remus in there. How'd you like to be president of Disney, Remus?
Oh, my.
What a wonderful day. Get out of here, you nutbag.
You can't with that. You know, and I actually think that's how Mickey Mouse is. He's like this gangster with like that's wearing like a suit and has like the like a godfather like the kind of like a mafia hat, and he's sitting behind a desk and he he looks at you.
Yeah, big diva and shit.
Yeah, I think he's a diva. And he's racist.
I heard a story of this guy worked for Disney. And they treated Mickey Mouse so highly that he made a joke saying, "Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if there was Mickey Mouse porn in the office?" The office is just, their jaws are on the floor staring at him. And he's like, "Okay, I guess that didn't float over." Then later he gets called in and they fired him right on the spot for the comments.
Oh my God.
So he goes, "And that is the day I learned you do not fuck with Mickey Mouse."
See, yeah, and see, the thing is like, oh my God. See, the thing about me is that I like a little cartoon porn every now and then. I don't do what people think to cartoon porn. I just watch it to get a good laugh every now and then. But there, I've seen some Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse like porn, not some people trying to cosplay some shit, like actual people drawing up Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse fucking. And
yeah,
it's the most hilarious shit ever. Just the orgasms are fucking hysterical.
There's audio of like Donald Duck getting a blowjob, and I heard it's the most greatest thing you could ever listen to.
Oh, God. How would he sound, though? Like...
Something like that.
Oh, that's disgusting. Fucking hell. All right. Greg, you ready for this?
Oh, sure.
So, who or what would you like to call?
Does Donald Trump have any offices?
Oh my God, it feels so good. Oh yeah, oh slow down, oh yeah, oh yeah. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Oh my God. Oh yeah, play with my balls, play with my balls. Oh, that feels so good. Yeah, just roll them around in a circle. Oh my God, I love it when you, uh-oh, slow down.
Oh my God.
don't move. I'll go get you a towel.
Spot on. Fucking spot on. Oh my god. What are you trying to call, like, are you trying to call, like, Trump Towers or some shit? Are you trying to call, like, Trump Hotel or some shit?
Anything, I guess. Because I got an idea.
Trump Hotel. Will offices be open at this time?
Nah, it's like 11 at night.
Let's give him a shot. Trump Hotel. All right, we're looking for a number. I guess we can go for one in Atlantic City.
Oh, gosh.
There's so many of them. Trump Marina Casino, the Trump Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal.
Yeah, that's a thing. The Trump Taj Mahal. And it looks exactly... Of course, Trump goes for, like, the most stereotypical, like, building design. Like, it looks like an Indian palace or some shit. It's really bad. And then he has the Trump Marina Casino. Would you like to do the Mahal or the casino?
The Mahal. No. The casino.
The casino.
It's a casino. I hope it'd be open late at night, but I don't know. I've been weird things that close at night.
We could hope. All right, I'm trying to. All right, let me get the number real quick. All right. Da 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 da. You know, you feel like Donald Trump gets an orgasm every time anyone says his name. Like people say, like, even if someone, like, talks shit about him, someone will go, "Oh, Donald Trump will be the best president in the world," and be like, "Yes, yes, you say my fucking name or else you're fucking fired." Yeah. Like that kind of shit.
Go to Negative Yolanda. How may I direct your call? Thank you for calling. Go to Negative Yolanda. How may I direct your call?
What is this I'm calling?
That was the casino.
Oh, damn it. I knew it was the casino. I couldn't understand what the hell she said. I was like, what?
She said how you would like to direct your call. She was saying how would you like to direct your call.
Oh, okay.
All right. Do you want to give it again? Give it another go? Yeah, she's got to be an underpaid worker. She has to be. She's got to be. I feel like Donald Trump just hires a bunch of. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for calling Golden Negative Yolanda. How may I direct your call?
Yes, I lost something at the casino when I recently visited. Would you be able to direct me to the lost and found or whoever I have to talk to?
Yes, just one moment.
Thank you.
I don't want you to leave. You hold
this music.
Oh my god.
Security podium.
Hi. Last time I visited the casino, I left my pet chameleon.
Damn it, Greg, you can't laugh.
I was going to go somewhere, I was thinking, I was just going to let it roll, I was like, okay, something, oh shit, I'm laughing.
we gotta come up with a game plan if we're gonna do this, okay. Alright, so you say you lost something. Okay.
I want to still go with the chameleon thing because it's just so random. Still
go with the chameleon. Okay.
I don't know. I've said that. Maybe I. Let's see. Why would someone bring a chameleon? I'm trying to think.
I got it. Say you lost your comedian and like you and your boyfriend
bought. They bought it. You bought it with them on your vacation, okay. And it ran away while you and him were spooning.
Okay.
We looked, and then you like looked all over. You looked all over the floor, and you couldn't find it, and you kind of freaked out, and you were wondering if anybody had found it.
All right, yeah, you know that actually sounds like a legit thing that could happen. So, all
right,
maybe I think I could do that.
I and guess. Then, see, now they know it's a prank call, so he can't call again. Let's. All right, I guess we got to do. We got to do
maybe the hotel because I can see the hotel.
The Trump.
Because I'm on vacation. Right? Because you're on vacation, so what do? You stop at a hotel.
Yeah. We get this number. Hold on. I'm actually surprised that people answer the phone here at this late at this time of night.
Well, it's a hotel. You could check in late at night.
Oh yeah, but I'm surprised they still work there because you know Trump doesn't pay his employees. Trump doesn't pay anybody anything. I just can't.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Trump Taj Mahal Casino Resort. To begin your experience, please select from the following options. This call may be monitored for quality assurance. For Trump One member reservations, press 1. For hotel, convention, or dining reservations, press 2. To contact your casino host, press 3. For upcoming show information, press 4. To repeat this menu,
hotel operator, Putna, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. I was on vacation with my boyfriend. And
can you take me off speaker, sir?
Sorry. One second. I was on vacation, and me and my boyfriend...
Am I off speaker?
Forget it. She's not
gonna...
forget
it.
That's so fucking rude.
Am I on speaker?
Are you on speaker? Does it matter? Damn. People are rude on the phone nowadays, huh? So customer service is totally thrown out the fucking door, is it? Okay. Alright, what do we do? What do we do here? Those are only two...
Try something else.
I guess we gotta move on to something that we can't do. Ah, damn. We tried. Fucking Trump employees. Anyway.
Give us an A for an effort, but give us an F while you're at it.
No. I think it's just I guess customer service on the phone is just something that just isn't taken with great care anymore. Thus, people feel like when they have to pick up the phone, they have to ask stupid questions, and then if they feel like the questions aren't answered, then they hang up. So, they don't give a shit about the customer.
Right.
But then we give them, I don't know. Anyway. So let's talk some Florida news, because I found a lot of Florida news this week also. See, Greg, if you see, it's a tradition on the show, Greg, that, you know, that a lot of really weird and fucked up shit always seems to happen in AA and Tony C's neck of the woods in Florida.
Oh yeah. When I listened, when the Bloke Show was around, I used to listen, I loved their Florida segment. And honestly, it just became Florida segment, not news segment, Florida. Because most of these stories came out of Florida. It was just, my gosh. Yeah.
So here's an example of that. This happened. This takes place in Tampa, Florida, where a man took a sledgehammer to a quarter machine in store. After experience a losing streak on a quarter machine, he takes a sledgehammer to it. So
people gamble in corner stores now. They have slot machines in quarter stores in Florida now. Is that true?
Depends on where you are. You could be on an area where there's casino grounds.
Yeah, I would assume that, where it's like it's by casino.
In Vegas, they have slot machines in the supermarket.
That's such an easy way to develop a gambling addiction.
Really? Like slot machines in supermarkets? I know usually ticket machines. That's every store in Belvedere, but an actual slot machine.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's bad, though. So, like, I mean, it's bad enough now you can gamble on your phone, and now you can gamble in your corner bodega. That's not good. See, man, this country is so quick to try and take money out of people's pockets just like that. So fucking ridiculous. So, here's another one coming from, where is this coming from? This is coming from Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood, Florida, a woman charged with vandalizing Hollywood businesses found with cuts and blood. Hours after five Hollywood businesses had their front window smashed on Monday, police say they found a woman responsible sleeping outside of residence covered in blood. She wrapped her hands, had a slurred speech when officer. Oh my fucking God, wow. When officers found her at 9 a.m., asked if she needed help, according to her arrest. Officers later saw she had a deep cut on her left forehand, small cuts on her left hand, and a deep cut on her right hand, with two shards of broken glass lodged into her wound.
Ow.
Vandalizing businesses. Why? Vandalizing businesses.
Okay, wait, she did it?
Yes, she did it.
What is she doing? Using her body as a battering ram?
I would assume so, because it doesn't seem like she had anything on her. It seems like she just threw herself into glass. Yeah. Totally just launched herself like she's Johnny Knoxville into glass.
Shit.
Jesus.
I would look for sticks or bricks or rocks before I decide, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to use my body. I mean, shit. There's got to be other alternatives than just using your body. Especially me, because knowing my dumbass, I'm just going to run into it and then bounce right off the glass and I just land shoulder first on the sidewalk.
But she's not even... It's not like she's just trying to take anything. She's just fucking shit up.
Oh, she's like, what do they call those people that just destroy things just for the hell of it?
Miscreants?
I think that's like more of an insult than an actual, like, thing.
All right, never mind. I wasn't going to go there. Never mind. I wasn't going to go there. I'm sorry. Anyway. So, what else we have here? Oh, here's some. Oh, employee gave girlfriend nearly $70,000 in unauthorized store credits. A Fort Lauderdale man and a former Macy's employee accused of letting his girlfriend return items she never bought for store credit, causing the department store to lose nearly $70,000.
Oh, he's going to jail.
So, I mean, I thought in stores they had some sort of like, can't you tell that something is obviously not bought if you have like something called a receipt?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I did hear.
Isn't that how it works?
Right. I did hear a story, though. I listened to a lot of podcasts. Holy shit. He told a story how he used to work at this video, at this media trading store, where there were actually scenarios where people right in front of him would take things off the shelf and actually attempt to trade them in. And the guy's boss goes, just take it. Okay, just let him trade it in, because if you accuse them of stealing, they're going to get offended. They're probably going to sue, and just it's not worth the hassle. Just let them be stupid, stuff like that. I would go crazy if I saw someone do that.
$70,000 though on store credit though.
Yeah, you know, it's not like where you just pick up a $5 retro, like a $5 NES game. I'm going to trade this in. This is like 70. Like, I can only imagine clothes. What'd you say the store was?
It was a Macy's.
Oh yeah, clothes, shoes, jackets, pants, anything you can think of that's expensive for no damn reason.
You really like that's like, isn't that like almost a month? Like, isn't that like a year's worth of profit for a store? See, if I pulled some shit off like that at work, not only would I be fired, not only would I be put in jail, they'd probably like order me to pay that shit back.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Cause
that's probably like 2 years.
That's a lot of fucking money. That's like, isn't that like a year's salary for anybody?
2 years.
Well, not two years salary.
Unless you're Pastor Sadell, then you could just pay that in a year.
No. God.
What was it? He's getting $150,000? I mean, my goodness. And of all places, Freeport. I flipped when he said Freeport, Illinois offered him a job. I lived in Freeport. There is nothing out there. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's the type of town that thinks it is that never was. The only thing this town was famous for was, I want to say, the trolley car made its first appearance there, and this was like, it's where the President Lincoln and Douglas debate happened.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's honestly, it makes Rockford look passable.
Like, yeah.
It's that bad. I mean, I lived there for 7 years, and you had to drive like a good 10 minutes just to go to a grocery store because everything's so spread out. The only thing they got there that I actually enjoyed in Rockford was a big library and a movie theater. That's it. A movie theater and a library. You could go to any town that has a movie theater and a library.
I'm scared to go into movie theaters nowadays. I really am.
Yeah, and didn't... I want to say Pastor said when he looked up why... When he looked up the last pastor, I want to say Pastor told us he was arrested or something like that. It's like, yep, that's Freeport for you, Pastor.
Oh, shit.
That is Freeport.
Like, we're like, I'm so scared to go into movie theaters now. Because just too many people getting shot at movie theaters now. And that's not the last place I want to go out at.
Yeah, that's...
Like, just sitting around people that you don't necessarily like... And your feet are near, like, other people's garbage and fucking, like, half-eaten hot dogs and ketchup and all that shit. Like, that's not the last place anybody wants to die at.
Yeah, thinking about it, it's like, ooh. You know, I will admit, when I first heard about the guy who shot up the Batman movie... It took me a bit to shake that off, where it's like, I don't know if I want to go to a movie theater anymore.
Like, I had to work up a lot of courage just to even go see Deadpool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of crazy people out there. It's scary.
So how many times have you heard of someone falling asleep during a standoff?
A standoff? Like a where there's guns?
A police standoff, like falling asleep.
No, I can't say I've heard too many stories like that. I've heard of shots being fired at blank range and missing, but I've never heard of that.
Armed man dozed off during a standoff, says SWAT team member. Derek Walden, who was holding a woman hostage inside an apartment and threatened to shoot at officers, was peacefully taken into custody when officers realized he had dozed off. during a 6-hour standoff with SWAT team.
Wow. He must have just been emotionally and physically and mentally worn out if he's going to fall asleep
six
like that.
6 hours.
Oh.
You know.
That's nightmare fuel right there if you're the victim.
That to me is amazing because, you know, so you're telling me that the woman he took in hostage boarded him to death to sleep? So imagine that conversation. She could have been like, oh yeah, we're taking me hostage, blah 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 blah. Okay. So that conversation must have been, you know, I'm at work and you know Barbara here is looking at me all funny and she's treating me and she wants to take me down and shit, and then I can't stand Julia, and fucking Julia makes me fucking sick. My boyfriend is pissing me off so much. He feels like I'm cheating on him, but I'm not. I'm actually pregnant with his kid, and he's just not being there for me. What the fuck? Why is my life so terrible and this and that? And that boarded him to sleep. That put him to sleep, did it?
I would have shot her.
I know, right?
It's shut
exactly.
up, please.
Like, shut the fuck up! Alright, I'm waving that white flag. Just take me. Fucking take me.
No, when I say that's shot, I probably would have shot her in the foot just so she'd shut up to telling her, hey, I don't want to hear this shit right now. Kind of a stressful moment in my life at the moment.
Don't worry, take it for a moment. I'll be right back.
She feels stood up. Even though she got, like, captured, she's probably terrified. She feels stood up after he leaves and lets himself get arrested.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Crazy place we live in, Greg.
Yeah. I'm only like it, and like my mom's boyfriend always tells me, you're only 18. There's so much more. There's so much more shit you're gonna have to go through.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. I mean, you were born in 1998. Oh Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Good Lord. You know, some of us born a little bit later, earlier than that. It's weird to me when I hear that somebody was born in the 90s. It's very weird to me.
Why is that so weird?
Because it just sounds weird to me.
It feels old.
No, there's nothing about me feeling old, because just because I was born in the 80s doesn't mean anything. I just, to hear that somebody was born in the 90s, it just sounds weird, especially when I hear Greg was born in 1998. Jesus, 1998, I was...
Oh, he's young.
I was, what was I doing in 98?
High school?
No, I was in high school, but in 98, I think 98, I got my first job. Or something like that, or I was learning how to drive, or some bullshit like that.
Jeez, you're old.
Yeah. I will admit, though, it does feel weird when I read that fact. I want to say now kids entering middle or high school were born in 2000, so there's no 90s kids left. That's going into school, high school or middle school.
But, like, you've never lived a life where there's been VCRs?
Maybe not a full life, but the beginning of my toddler years where I could start remembering those years, I did have a VCR in my room, and I always watched like all 6 Star Wars movies on the well, no, at the time there was only 5.
Jesus Christ, you watched that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, as a kid I loved the prequels, but like when I rewatched the prequels, I can see why people don't like it, but I could still watch them.
All right, I'm going to ask. I'll ask Greg some questions, and he'll say yes or no.
Okay.
Have you ever used a payphone?
I believe I did, but it was at a grocery store, and actually, was recently.
Okay. The fact that you found one is. All right. do you know, have you ever had to fax something?
No, but I see my dad fax something.
Okay.
And I was so confused. Like, how do you send paper digitally?
All right. Have you ever used a pager?
No. I didn't know what a pager was until like recently. My parents work at the Chrysler plant. They still use pagers. And like I was like, "What is that? It's a pager. What's a pager?" And they explained to me it's how they originally texted each other. It's like
Have you ever had to print anything on a Doc Matrix printer? You know with the big ass computer paper that's continuously connected.
No.
Okay. Jeez. Have you ever used a typewriter?
There were typewriters back then?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
I didn't think typewriters were a 90s thing. I thought those were like a 60s, 50s thing.
No, you're wrong.
Wow.
All right. Have you ever used the card catalog?
At a library?
Yeah.
Wait, you said yeah?
Yeah, I'm asking, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. My grade school had a card catalog.
All right. Have you ever used a cassette tape?
Maybe once or twice. It was like a nursery rhyme tape I found.
Or a record.
Not a record. I've never listened to a record.
Walkman.
Have you ever used a Walkman?
No.
You've never used a Walkman?
No, because he...
No.
Wow.
Because by the time iPods came around, he was already about 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah, I got my first MP3 when I was like 15, 14.
Have you ever used dial-up?
I don't know what that is. Isn't that how you used the internet back then? You dialed it up?
Yes.
No.
Did you ever use AOL? And I'm not talking about the search engine. I'm talking about the service.
No.
Okay.
He's never used a NIC at all. Wow.
That wows me that it was actually more than just an email.
There was a whole service. It was the way you connected to the internet.
Right.
Jeez. See, look at all the crap that he's never...
You ever use a two-way phone?
A two-way phone? As in, where you pick up the... where someone's on the phone and then you pick up this other phone, you can hear their conversation?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what that is then.
A two-way phone is, okay. It's something Motorola had. It's basically, it opens up and you have, like, a screen, and then you have, like, a keyboard, and you close it, and you can also use it as a phone.
I think so. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not, I might not be thinking about it.
Okay, correctly. I know you've probably used, like, a Sidekick.
What's that one again?
T-Mobile Sidekick.
Can you describe it?
That's like 12 years ago. So that would be when he was like 6 or 7 years old. No, he would have never used a Sidekick.
I've used a rotary phone.
Okay, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah. I think actually those are still cool. I'd love to have a rotary phone. They are! It's awesome! You just roll it back and then you just watch it roll. Then you do it again, roll... I'm a very simple person. You can entertain me with just... All you gotta do is give me, like, a cup... That ball in the cup game, and I could entertain myself for, like, a
what? Wow. Ball in the cup. Ball in the cup.
I don't know if that's because of my Asperger's or what, but I could just play this thing all day.
Oh, my God. Here's a really funny story before we go off the air tonight that somebody just sent me. Donald Trump just posted his phone number on his Twitter and directed it, like, it says, "Thank you, Gawker. Call me on my cell phone, 917-756-8000, and listen to my campaign message." That's his cell phone number.
Yeah, but how old is that? Because I think that came out a while ago. Check the date on that.
He sent this August 4th, 2015. Oh, so he probably changed it by now.
Yeah.
That sucks. I kind of wanted to call it. Damn it. God damn it. Damn, I really wanted to call that just to see. Just what would pick up. What do you think Donald Trump's, like, voice message is?
Make America great again.
Make America
Someone on great. Talk Brunch does a We're great Donald fired. Trump. I can't remember who, but I remember. I think Trump messed up during a speech and accidentally said 7-Eleven instead of 9-11. Either that or it was a joke that someone came up with. And this guy on Talk Brunch did a Donald Trump impersonation of him ordering food in 7-Eleven. And I can't remember who did it, but I was laughing my ass off in gym class listening to that.
I had to be Rick.
Probably be Rick.
He's good at some impressions around here.
Oh, I was rolling. I was like, oh my god. Like, I want a pizza and a Slurpee.
Oh my god. Well. Greg, you've been a pleasure, sir.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me on, man.
Of course. Thank you. Anytime you're welcome, sir.
All right.
Let's plug some shit. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Rant EM Radio. We got a lot of good programming coming up this week, and it continues tomorrow. Will they be on this? Will we be a new Thumbstick Ninjas Double A?
It's a replay.
It's on replay? All right. So we got a episode of Thumbstick Ninjas you can check out. They release episodes bi-weekly, and it'll be Wednesday at 8. You got Rant and Wrestling with Mofo, Magic, Pootie, and Doomsday. It's every Thursday at 9 o'clock. And then Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Kid Human Scott, who you heard tonight. That's every Friday at 9 o'clock. And then it's the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. That's every Saturday night at 11 o'clock. And then it's the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Jimmy Harvey and Jordan Worth Cobb. That's Sunday at 5 o'clock. And then Mondays at 11:30, it's Talk Brunch with Rick Dower, McWrestling, and Padawan Jen. And then Tuesday nights, it's the Mothership Show, The Rant, with Double A and Tony C. It's Tuesdays at 8, and we'll be back next Tuesday night following The Rant at 11 with another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. As you know, as they announced earlier tonight on The Rant, this is the summer of the NWO. It continues all summer long, so keep listening. Stay tuned for that. What else we got here? I should have had this right. When Money in the Bank is. Speaking of which, before we even go off the air, something I wanted to talk about when it came out about Cody Rhodes, but I'll get to that in a minute. Money in the Bank. What's Money in the Bank? Come on, what's Money in the Bank? I just want to know what Money in the Bank is.
The 19th. Hope you don't mind the typing.
I was looking too. That's how much.
The 19th.
June. Sorry. Okay. Good. Money in the Bank. Pay-per-view coverage here on Rant EM Radio will be June the 19th for WWE Money in the Bank. Coverage will begin with the pre-show at 7 o'clock, and it will continue with the chat room being open for your comments and your reactions. And we will have the post-show at 11 o'clock. Where we get to air out our frustrations because we all know Roman Reigns is going to win. And, yeah, that's about it. As for Cody Rhodes, we all know why he left. We all know why he left, because he got tired of being held down by the man. by the bitter old, not bitter, by the out of touch old motherfucker Vince. So let's get Vince out of there, shall we, please? But that's just me. It's my opinion. Anyway.
I totally agree.
Yeah. That guy, he took every gimmick that he was throwing at him and he ran it out of the park, as bad as some of them were, and they still weren't going anywhere with him. That dude should have been a world heavyweight champion at least twice, and they didn't pull the trigger on him.
Maybe for the world title, but not the WWE title.
The WWE world heavyweight title, but when they had the two belts, he should have been world heavyweight champion at least once or twice.
Yeah, the peanut brittle title.
That's so fucked up. That belt meant something.
It did. It did. The big gold.
I want to thank everybody in the chat room that hung out with us tonight. Again, you guys are awesome. Keep listening. For Greg, for AA, for Scott who called in earlier, I am Rage, and we will see you next week for another episode of Freaking Nothing Geeks. Laters.